我首先跟大家稍微回忆一下，今年开始我讲了些什么题目。
Let's review some of the topics I have shared with you from beginning of this year.
从今年的一月份呢，我开始讲一些关于灵命塑造的事情。
So from our beginning, we talk about spiritual formation.
所以在一月份的时候，我讲的是灵命的定义跟灵命的目标。
In January, talk about definition of a spiritual life and goal.
基本上什么是一个好的灵命呢
And what is a good spiritual life?
用一句简单的话就是我们怎么 反应我们对人对事对物的事情
And how we respond to the people and the things
从我们的反应当中就显出我们的灵性的生命是不是一个好的成熟的生命
Through our responses that we can tell whether we have our mature Christians
那第二篇有关于我们灵命的就是说上帝的存在这个问题
The next one is on the existence of God
假如上帝不存在的话呢我们不需要探讨什么灵命探讨什么要将来要交账
If God doesn't even exist we don't even need to talk about spiritual formation
因为上帝的存在
Because his existence,
他有他的创造的用心
and he has his purpose for his creation.
而在他创造当中，他把道德律放在我们当中
and through the creation, he put the moral law into our hearts.
而我们需要遵循他的自然律
and so when you follow his natural law,
而上帝也是掌管历史的这位神
and he's also control the history.
假如您记得的话，那次是我的女婿替我翻译
and if you remember, my son-in-law actually translated for me.
我们也讲了很多中国有关天的成语
and we also talk about a lot of phrases about heaven.
所以上帝的存在让我们思考我们灵命的状况是相当重要的。
And so it's very important that we think about existence of God, so the response of his teaching.
那上次呢，我就讲到我们必须保守我们的心。
And last time we talked about guard our hearts.
我们的心跟上帝的关系哈，还有我们的心是不是改变成长，在灵命塑造当中是相当重要的一个题目。
And our hearts is extremely important that how we respond to God's teaching.
圣经上说，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
And we need to guard our heart to is more important than anything else.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Everything is coming from our heart.
那今天呢，我想更进一步更加谈谈遇见上帝、面对上帝这个题目。
Today we're going to talk about meeting God.
好，那么我们首先看一段经文。
And let's read the passage.
就是约书亚记第五章。
And in Joshua chapter 5.
13到15节。
And verse 13 to 15.
这是旧约的一卷书。
And this is in the Old Testament.
那约书亚是继摩西之后带领以色列的一个领袖。
And Joshua is the leader after Moses.
好，约书亚记第五章十三节这么说。
And so Joshua chapter 5.
好 ,verse 13.
13 to 15.
约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观望，不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀面对站立。约书亚到他那里问他说，你是帮助我们呢，是帮助我们敌人呢？
And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries?
好，这边我们回头再看一下这段经文，有些字我是用颜色标出来哈。
And there are some words I color in different colors.
这个耶利哥城呢是他们以色列人进迦南要攻打的第一座城市。
And Jericho was the first city that they, before they go to Canaan, that's the first city they have to attack first.
你知道在大概39年前他们有一个机会进到迦南。
And so 39 years ago, they had an opportunity to go to Canaan.
但是那一次他们没有信心所以就没有办法进去。
Because without they did not have enough faith, so they were not able to go in.
那这一次但是那一次约书亚跟加勒说我们可以去我们要有信心
And so this time Joshua and the Caleb said Yeah we have a faith we can go in
那39年之后约书亚又来到面临同样一个事情
And 39 years later And Joshua facing the same thing
我现在上帝要带领我们进去迦南地
He knows that God won't lead us to that city
这是上帝给我们第二次的机会
And this is the second opportunity God has given to us
所以约书亚就去观望这个耶利哥城
And so Joshua is looking at that lift his eye and look at that city
当他在看的时候好待会我们会谈他到底在想些什么
And when he was looking what was he thinking
结果他就看到有一个人 手里有一个拔出来的刀跟他对面站立的。
And he saw a man who was opposite him with a sword drawing his hand.
好，他看到是一个人。
He saw a man.
所以他说，哎，你是来帮我呢，还是帮我的敌人呢？
Are you coming to help me or are you coming to help the enemy?
我想他碰到这件事情是他有手上拿一把刀，对吧？很雄伟的样子，说，哎，你是帮我的呢，还是帮他们？
Oh, the
reason, 他把他放在同样一个地位来看。
The reason he said that because he saw the man with a sword, so he wasn't sure he's helping him or helping the enemy.
好，下面十四节，他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”
And then so he said, "No, but as a commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come."
约书亚就俯伏在地下拜说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
当他回答说：“哦，不是的，我不是来帮助你，也不是帮助你敌人，我是要来做上帝的军队的元帅。”
And I'm here as a commander of the army of the Lord.
所以这里您看到有几个军队在运作啊，在这个事件上。
You see, there's several things. There are action here.
有以色列的军队。
It is the Israelite army.
有敌人的军队。
The enemies.
还有一个是谁的军队
？And there's another army. Who's that?
上帝的军队
Commander of the army of the Lord
你们知道上帝有军队吗
Do you know God has an army?
相信上帝有军队的请举手
If you believe that God has an army, raise your hand
好相信上帝没有军队的请举手
If you don't believe that God has an army, you can raise your hand too
好我们待会来看哈他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅
And this person said I'm here as a commander of the army of the Lord
当他讲这句话的时候约书亚就跪在地上下拜他
And when he said that right after he said that Joshua fell on the face on the earth
通常在圣经里记载假如是天使的话呢当然有拜他的时候那天使马上说你不要拜我我只不过是一个天使
Well in the Bible when angel is the angel and appear if you want to worship the angel angel will say no I'm not God please do not worship
现在这位耶和华的军队接受约书亚的下拜表示他是三位一体的神可能是耶稣那个时候出现在地上
But here this commander actually accept his worship so there's a possible that he is God himself
那他约书亚马上碰到这个知道这个位格跟他不一样的时候他不但下拜而且他马上说我主有什么话吩咐仆人
Besides he worshiped him he also said what does my Lord say to his servant
所以刚刚我们看第一节十三节跟十四节马上有个差距显出来
And you can see there's a contrast here
首先他看到是一个人对面站立
In the beginning he see a man opposite him
而且他跟他对面站立两个人都是站着
and, So they are standing and opposite each other
但是当他这个耶和华军队元帅显示出来，他马上怎么样？元帅马上扑倒在地了。
And once he claimed he is a commander of the Lord of the army of the Lord, he worshipped and fell.
而且不是说哦，你是来帮助还是帮助他
？And he no longer say, "Are you here to help me or help the enemy?"
他们不再是一个平等的地位了。
They are not an equal position.
他说：“你要我做什么？”
What do you want me to do?
变成我要来听你的话，我要顺从你。
I need to obey you and follow you.
好，那么第十五节，耶和华的军队元帅对约书亚说
：“And so the commander of the Lord army said to Joshua,
把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站的地方是圣的。
Take your sandal off your foot, and for the place where you stand is holy.
约书亚就照着行了。
And Joshua did so.
所以这边他对约书亚的吩咐呢，跟上帝跟摩西的吩咐很类似。
And so this is the command to Moses is very similar.To Joshua is similar to Moses.
当上帝呼召摩西要带以色列百姓出埃及的时候，也叫他说，吩咐给他一件事情的时候，说你先把你脚上的鞋脱下来，这里是圣地。
So God also called Moses to take the Israelite out of the Egypt, and he said the same thing: take your sandal off your foot, the place where you stand is holy.
好，所以今天我们就要根据这三节话来看看面对上帝的时候，我们有什么样的态度。
And so we need to look at those three verses and see when we.Meeting God, what kind of attitude should we have?
我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们感谢这一段经文在圣经中让我们学习。
And we thank you for the passage so we can learn.
我们从约书亚跟你的互动当中
And from interaction from Joshua and you.
看到你对世人有什么样的呼召跟使命。
And what kind of command you have and also have the mission.
为何当人跟你互相面对面的时候就带来了很大的改变。
So when you, we see when people face to you have a huge impact and change.
我们求主说圣灵现在在我们当中运行。
So we pray the Holy Spirit is moving among us.
让我们从这三节经文当中看出你的心意。
And we can see your heart from those three verses.
也让我们能够遵行。
So we can follow.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
好，首先呢，我想对那些对圣经不太明白的人解释一下约书亚这个人是谁。
So let's, I'm going to introduce who is Joshua. For some people may not know him very well.
假如你读旧约的话呢，出埃及记或是约书亚记，你就知道，或是民数记，约书亚是当初被差派到迦南窥探的十二个探子当中的一个。
Well, he actually is one of the 12 people who explored Canaan first.
结果十二个人回来之后呢，十个人说：“哎呀，我们不过是小蚱蜢，他们都是巨人，我们不能进去。”
And there are 12 people went, and 10 people said, "Oh, those are people so great, we cannot fight with them."
但是约书亚跟加勒说：“我们要有信心，我们要对上帝有信心，我们可以凭着信心进去。”
And Joshua and Caleb, they're different. They said, "Yes, we can do it, and God's on our side."
所以圣经上第一个对约书亚的记载就是他是一个相当有信心的人。
And the first recording of Joshua talk about he is a man with a faith.
那第二次约书亚出现的时候，在圣经里面就是他是一个非常有勇气的战士。
And second time talk about Joshua, talk about he is a very brave warrior.
亚玛利人是以色列很大的一个敌人。
Amalek was a big enemy of Israelite.
他们常常来攻打以色列人。
So they attack Israelite very often.
所以有一次，摩西就到山上去祷告。
And one time Moses went to the mountain to pray.
然后他一祷告的时候呢，约书亚就带兵去跟亚玛利人作战。
So when Moses was praying on the mountain and the Joshua took a people to fight with the Calamite Amalekite, sorry.
当摩西的手举起来祷告的时候，他们就打胜。
So every time when the Moses raised his hand and the battle was won.
但他们摩西太累了哈，手举不起来的时候呢，他们就打败了。
And so when Moses' arm were tired, so actually when he dropped his hands, and they lost the battle.
所以后来人就搬了一块大石头让摩西坐下来。
And so actually they took a big stone to let Moses sit on the stone.
然后旁边有两个男人把他的手给举起来。
And there are two men was holding his hands.
所以这样子就摩西持续祷告，哎，约书亚就持续战胜。
So Moses continued to pray and with his arm raised.And so they finally won.
所以这个祷告跟我们基督徒的得胜是相当有关系的。
So we know the prayer and the victory are very closely related.
但是那个时候领军的人是这个约书亚，他相当的有勇气。
And Joshua was the commander at the time. He was very brave.
好，那第三次出现的时候呢，圣经对约书亚的描述就是说他是服侍摩西的仆人。
And then the third time talk about Joshua talking about he served Moses.
而且他服侍摩西。这个在旷野这四十年，他一直是
40 years in the wilderness.
所以看出他是一个相当忠心的人。
He is very faithful.
然后呢，摩西就在这个时候不断的训练他，培育他。
And so Moses was training Joshua and continued to grow him.
所以他不离开摩西，他在摩西身上得到很多的训练。
He never leave Moses because he learned so much from Moses.
所以摩西培养他是一个经过训练的人。
He was a very disciplined person.
但是让我最喜欢的一个地方，因为本身我不是一个战士哈，所以我不太能够跟加西瓦跟他认同。
And so I cannot identify with Joshua because I'm not a warrior.
我从来也没去打过仗。
I never fighting a war.
那这个让我非常羡慕。
And this I really envy.
我想这个大家也会比较羡慕他哈。
And so you could envy as well.
就是在那个出埃及记33:11有个地方这么说。
And in Exodus chapter 33:11,
他说呢。耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人与朋友说话一样。
And the Lord would speak to Moses face to face as a man speaks with his friend.
当这个事情结束之后，摩西转回到营里去。
When Moses would return to the camp,
唯有他的帮手一个少年人认的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
But his young age, Joshua, son of Nun, did not leave the tent.
就是说，当神跟摩西说话的时候呢，有云彩。很光荣。
And there was a cloud that was very bright. And then, when Moses is talking to Joshua, to the Lord.
百姓也都很被这个吸引到。
And the people were extremely attracted to the phenomena at the time.
这是件相当大的事情。
It was a very glorious, a very big thing.
但是等这件事件过去之后呢，大家都走了。
But when after that, everybody left.
约书亚留下来。
And only the Joshua continued to stay.
他就驻留在这个会幕这边，他不想离开。
And he never left the tent.
为什么约书亚有这样的一个动作呢？
And why is Joshua have this such action?
我的推想是他在反思，他在沉思。刚刚到底发生什么事情？为什么上帝跟摩西之间谈话这么荣耀？
And I think probably Joshua was reflecting this event and why it was so glorious when Moses faced to God.
他就不像一些看热闹的人。
He does not attract to the crowd.
他会去想，他会去想，他会去反思，会去沉思。
He would really think and reflect.
而且说他是一个少年人哈。
And at the time he was very young.
所以我觉得在这里约书亚显出他是一个有思考有反思的人，他是一个灵性的人，而且是有深度灵性的人。
He's a very spiritual in depth and also like to reflect.
那圣经上常劝勉我们，对不对？基督徒，你不要听了道以后拍拍屁股就走了。
And then in the Bible very often teach us don't just listen to God's teaching and then turn around and totally forget about it.
好，诗篇第一篇说，上帝话怎么要昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
And we are blessed if we think about God's teaching all the time.
所以我们看到哈，在英文里说，这个人有 brain or brawn, right?
Brain 跟什么
？Brain or brawn, right?
Bring and brawn?
有脑袋还是有脑力还是有肌力、
oh,
肌肉
okay so do you have a brain or you have more like muscle
对但是约书亚怎么样他不但有脑他也有肌肉
Joshua, he said he has a brain and wisdom also has the muscle strength to fight
好所以他是相当一个预备好的人受过训练的人
and he is always prepared and being disciplined
那么这样的约书亚来到一个地步呢，就是他后来继承摩西的领导任务，他是一个有担当的人。
And then later he inherited that leadership from Moses that he can take the responsibility.
然后上帝也特别允许他在约书亚记一章九节这么说。
And so the God also gave him the promise in the Joshua chapter 1, verse 9.
说你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌。
And be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified.Do not be discouraged.
因为他要进去做的事情是一件非常大非常艰难的任务
Whatever the thing you need to do is very hard and is very difficult.
因为你无论往哪里去耶和华你的上帝必与你同在
Doesn't matter where you go, the God be with you.
所以上帝特别吩咐约书亚你要壮胆
And so God teach him that you have to be courageous.
我会与你同在
I will be always with you.
所以他最重要的任务就是什么就是把以色列人带到迦南去征服这个地而且把这个地分给十二个支派做他们的产业。
So the most difficult the mission that he has is that to conquer Canaan, enter the Canaan, and to give the land to 12 tribes.
好，那么现在约书亚就来到了这个地步。
So then Joshua come to this critical place.
好，所以他靠近耶利哥第一个要攻克的城的时候呢，他观看这个耶利哥城。
So when he come right before the Jericho, he's looking at the city.
我们想想看，他观看的时候，他脑筋里到底想些什么呢
？I want you to think about when he's looking at the city, what was he thinking?
你们觉得他在想些什么
？What do you think that he's thinking?
策略，我该怎么去打这个城，对不对
？What will be my strategy to conquer the city?
还有呢，他在这边干什么？除了他观看，他还在想些什么
？What else that he be thinking?
你想他会不会祷告
？Do you think he may be praying?
我觉得他一定会祷告，上帝啊，求你与我们同在，赐给我力量。
And that he will be praying to God that please give us strength.
而且现在是怎么？现在就是他应该刚强壮胆的时候。
And this is the time he be strong and courageous.
所以他呼求上帝的同在。
He call out to God.
他也可我猜他也可能回想39年前我们有机会。现在是上帝给我的第二次机会，可能也就是最后一次机会了。
Maybe reminiscing 39 years ago, they had an opportunity. Now they have opportunity again.
我该怎么带领以色列军队进去作战呢
？I'm going to lead the Israel army to conquer the city.
而且我想他的策略一定是观察这耶利哥城，我要怎么去做个作战的细节。
And he's probably thinking about the detail of the strategy.
所以上帝也耶和华军队的元帅跟他显现。
And so the commander.Of the army of the Lord and appear to him.
所以上帝的显现，上帝同在呢，就出现在这个相当关键的时刻。
So we know God appeared in a very critical time.
好，那么我觉得这就有几个因素哈。
And so there's a few factors here.
上帝的显现，首先是约书亚他祷告神、亲近神、寻求神的一个结果。
And so the God's appear because this is a result of a prayer drawing close to God in trust.
假如你希望上帝出现在你的生命当中的时候呢，我觉得这也是一些相当必要的条件。
And so that is critical, a very necessary elements if you want God to appear to you.
你是一个是不是一个祷告神的人亲近神寻求神的人呢
Are you the person seeking God and pray to God?
那第二个神的出现呢也是上帝自己的应许
And so his, God's appear is also his promise, his own promise.
他跟约书亚说我必与你同在
I'll be with you.
所以他的出现呢明显写明了他的同在
And then his appearance that, his promise to Joshua.
而且他是以最贴近我们当时需要的方式显现。
And he used a way that is so close to us.
而且面对上帝这个经历呢，成为他一辈子一生的那个力量。
So meeting the God's appearance become an inspire of his whole life.
但是这边我非常要提出一点，就是上帝没有义务来娱乐我们。
I want to bring your attention. God does not have does not need to entertain us.
你知道常常有人说上帝啊如果你存在你就先给我看吧
And very often we say if you exist God if you exist show up
对不对常常有人会跟上帝怎么样挑衅
And so sometimes we challenge God
这种发问呢神没有必要来回应你还没有必要来娱乐你的好奇心
And God have no obligation to entertain us for our curiosity
就像我们从圣经上看到所有的例子当上帝给人显现的时候怎么样人马上敬拜马上说你要我做什么
In the Bible, when we see when God appeared to people, immediately people start bow down and worship Him.
好，所以
我 ask them what you want for.
但是，假如你是诚心在寻求神，神啊，我很希望知道你到底存不存在。但是我知道我是一个小信的人，你可不可以在某些方面让我知道你存在？假如这是出于这样祷告的话，神会回应的。
And if you have a prayer that I'm the person with a little faith, what can I do? And then God will answer you.
好，所以上帝的显现对我们一生有一个清楚的目的。
And so God has a very clear goal for to appeal to us.
我举几个例子，好比摩西。
Moses.
摩西，上帝跟他显现的时候，就是一个荆棘烧着火，但是这个荆棘没有被火烧掉。
And so when the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from within a bush.
摩西在诗篇九十篇说，人一生的年日是七十岁。
And so Moses in the Psalm talk about the life of a man is about 90 years.
若是强壮可以到八十岁。
And so if you're strong enough, maybe go to 80 years.
所以从摩西的诗篇上，一个人活得最老大概就是八十岁了。
And so people probably can live the oldest probably will be 80 years old.
但是摩西这个时候几岁了？
But do you know how old was Moses at the time?
这个时候他已经八十岁了。
He is at least 80 years old.
按照他自己的想法，他已经到了生命的尽头了。
He probably is the end of his life.
你们有没有听过我们说蜡烛两头烧
？And have you heard the candle burn from both sides?
就是表示一个人的生命一直在付出，一直在付出，几乎快烧尽了。
And so talk about someone who's keeping, giving his life away from both sides.
我觉得上帝以这个荆棘向摩西显现，好，就说摩西啊，虽然你的人生好像油尽灯枯。像一个荆棘那样的状况
and so it's almost illustration when God appeared to him in the bushes or it's like almost burned up
但是你这个荆棘这个火是我点燃的你不会烧尽
but the God ignite the fire but you will never be burned up
所以这个意象给摩西一生后来的四十年很大很大的鼓励
and so this, this is a miracle actually became a vision for Moses provide encouragement for him
一个生命快到尽头的人可以为神做这么大的事情因为上帝在他的身上点起了这个火把
and someone who lived almost the last year of his life can continue to serve God
你也可以想象摩西在旷野要带领两百万人是多么困难的一件事情
and that was such a big difficult task thatMoses lead Israelite in the wilderness for 40 years.
好，那约书亚神像的显现是一个拿刀的元帅。
And so when the commander, the God appeared to Joshua, is a commander holding a sword.
那我们刚刚讲说约书亚他最重要的任务是什么呢
？So what is the most important thing for Joshua to do?
去打仗。
And is to fight.
他是一个领导领袖。
He's a leader.
战士。
He is a warrior.
所以这个神是一个战士，要帮助他的时候，对他的印象深刻。
So here he remembered, God appeared to be a commander. He's going to help Joshua to win the battle.
好，上帝不但对大人讲话，上帝也对小孩讲话。
And sometimes that God, besides speaking to adults, also speaking to children.
像撒母耳。
And like a Samuel.
大概五六岁的时候就听到上帝呼唤他的名字。
And when he was five or six years old, God called his name.
当他后来明白是神在呼唤他的时候，他回答说，请说，仆人静听。
And so when he know that God came to speak to him, came to calling his name, he said, speak for your servants listening.
而撒母耳这后来一辈子就一直在听神的话。
And so after that, Samuel always listened to God's words.
他成为一个先知，他传递神的话。
He became a prophet and spread God's words.
那以赛亚哈，刚刚领诗的有提到。
We also talk about Isaiah.
以赛亚看见异象的时候呢，是他那国的王当死的时候。
And so he see a special vision because that was the time the king's dying.
乌西亚王死的时候，以赛亚看见这个异象。
So the king, Uzziah died.
那么，当一个国家的国王死的时候，怎么样？是不是全部的人民心里都很担忧
？So when the king died, the whole country people are mourning.
而根据历史的记载，以赛亚跟王呢是有亲戚关系的。
And Isaiah is a relative of the king.
他常常出入这个皇宫。
So very often he go to the palace.
所以当这个王死的时候，上帝让他看到。他是坐在高高宝座上的大君王。
And so when the king died, he saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and exalted.
虽然你国家的王死了，你不要忘记，我是那个坐在宝座上的王。
When the even king died, but I am the king actually sitting on the throne.
说我见主坐在高高的宝座上。
So I see the Lord sitting on the throne.
好，虽然乌西亚死了，你不要忘记，我还活着。
But even the king died, but I'm still alive.
然后他马上回应，他听到主的声音说，好，我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
So he heard the voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send? Who will I go for us?
他就马上说，我在这里，请差遣我。
And I said, here I am, send me.
哇，以赛亚这个时候被这个高高在上的上帝呼召的时候，是一件多么光荣的事情、啊、我在这里，差遣我。
What a glorious thing that God is calling him. So he said, I am here, send me.
你们每个人打假如神呼召你，你要把它认为是一个自大的荣誉啊。
And so if God's calling you, have to think that is the biggest glory, is honor things.
要刚强壮胆。
And you have to be courageous and strong.
不要害怕。
Do not be afraid.
因为你服侍的是这个高高坐在宝座上的全世界的大君王。
Because you are serving this wonderful, commander.
但是上帝给以赛亚一个相当艰难的任务，因为这些老百姓啊，有耳朵听不到，有心不会想。
But God gave Isaiah a very difficult task because the people cannot hear what God's teaching.
好，但是上帝又像在新约里向保罗显现。
And so God appeared to Paul.
上帝向保罗显现的时候是怎么样？是他要去抓基督徒的时候。
And when the God appeared to him was the Paul was trying to persecute Christians.
把他们关在监狱里。
Try to jail them.
在这之前，他也看基督徒，特别是斯蒂凡被打死。
And he also witnessed Stephen's being persecuted.
所以上帝向他显现的时候，保罗怎么样
？And so when Paul's Lord appeared to Jesus, to Paul. What did he say?
他的眼睛瞎了。
And he was blind.
你觉得这个上帝像个大光照着他，他的眼睛瞎了。
And big light shine on him, and he was blind.
这个象征的什么意思呢
？But what did that mean?
保罗过去确实是一个瞎眼的人。
Because that means Paul was blind.
好，他经过三天之后悔改，想透了之后。这个鳞片才慢慢的落下来。
And so after 3 days, the 鳞片是
the scale,
the scale it came off his eyes.
好，所以上帝对人的显现，好，是根据你那种特殊的状况来对你说话。
And God has appeared to people according to your special circumstances.
而且上帝给我们显现呢，有一个很强大的目的，就是他要告诉你，你人生的方向在哪里。
And there's a very important goal is to try to show you.What is your life goal?
所以不要跟上帝开玩笑说，哎呀，你显现给我看吧，我要看见你。
And so do not joke with God. Say, hey, just show up. I want to see you.
这是很没有意义的事情。
It's meaningless.
好，那我们现在还有一位吴勇长老。
And I want to talk about Elder Wu Yong.
吴勇长老的一生也非常的奇妙。
And he is a very amazing person.
当他还在台湾的铁路局做事的时候
，When he was working in the railroad, the
Bureau. 他已经开始教教会服事了。
And he was serving the church already.
有一次走在马路上，有一个陌生人跟他讲话。
And one time a stranger said to him.
这个陌生人从他的嘴巴讲出一句圣经的话。
And so all of a sudden the stranger said something from the Bible.
就是你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
那个时候他还只是部分时间在服侍神。
He was only serving God part time.
而这个陌生人又不是基督徒，跟他讲出这句话的时候，他知道神呼召他要做全时间的工人。
God uses a stranger who is non-Christian and to speak to him, quote the Bible. He
所以他的一生
calling him.
他的一生有很多的传奇故事。
And there's a lot of miracles in his life.
好，那下一位面我不晓得你们瞧他，刘富林牧师，他是正道神学院的院长。
And so this is Reverend Liu. He was the president of the seminary school.
他以前在洛杉矶的台福教会当牧师25年。
He was in the LA church for 25 years.
后来他开创神学院，又做了院长25年。
So he became the president of the theological school for 25 years.
在他刚奉献的时候呢，神给他彼得后书1:10。
And so when he decided to commit himself full time ministry, God gave him this verse.
所以弟兄们应当更加殷勤。
Wherever the rather, brethren, give it diligent to make your calling and election sure.
是你们所蒙的恩召和拣选坚定不移，你们若行这几样，就永不失脚。
So for if you do these things, you shall never fall.
当他读到使你们的所蒙的拣选坚定不移，叫更加殷勤的时候呢，他觉得哇，我的一生要殷勤的服侍主。
So he remembered the word, you have to diligent to serve the Lord.
所以他一生就这么殷殷勤勤的服侍主。
So he served the Lord diligently.
他现在已经70多岁了。
He's in his 70s.
常常飞巴西，飞巴拉圭，飞中国大陆，飞台湾。
And very often to go to all over the all different countries.
好，所以他还是在殷勤的服侍，这句话对他一生的影响太大了。
He's serving the Lord diligently.
所以上帝会向我们显现。
And God will appear to us.
但是你要知道，他向你显现的时候，他吩咐你要做些什么事情。
And when he appears to you, and then maybe he's telling you to do certain things.
当上帝跟人显现的时候，人都是怀这个敬畏的心在他面前。
And so when he show up, God show appear to us, we have to have this reverent heart.
好，所以当我们面对上帝的时候呢，第一点我们要记住这个。
And we have to remember this.
那第二点呢？
Secondly,
我们从这个经文看，说上帝不以人的观点看事情。
And God does not see as a man sees.
就像约书亚问说：“你是帮助我们的呢？”还是帮助我们敌人的呢？
So Joshua asked the question, are you for us or are you against us?
他说不是，好，我是要来做耶和华军队的元帅。
No, I'm the commander for the Lord of the army of the Lord.
我是元帅。
I am the commander.
当他这么一回答的时候，约书亚马上在他面前跪下来。
And so immediately the Joshua, his face fell down.
在以赛亚书55章有一个非常有名的经文，就是说耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
And so in the Isaiah talk about our thoughts are not like your thoughts. Our ways not like your way.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
My way is always higher than your. My will is higher than your will.
好，我们知道，这个足球好在中国相当的。热门，对不对？
So we know the soccer is very popular in China.
每次去比赛的时候，哇，大家在电视机前就为他加油加油加油。
So we were like cheering all those the games.
那巴西足球也很有名，对不对？
Brazil, their soccer is very famous as well.
所以巴西队出战的时候，哇，巴西人为他们加油加油加油。
We were like cheering for Brazil.
中国人说，上帝啊，请你让中国人赢。
And so the Chinese people say, please, pray, God, please let the Chinese win.
巴西人说，上帝啊，请你让巴西人赢。
So Brazil people say, yeah, please let Brazil win.
那上帝到底要是巴西赢呢，还是指中国赢呢？
And so the gods of, on the Brazil side or Chinese side?
你们说，你们应该说中国，对不对？
Yes, the Chinese.
这种事情我觉得不是上帝所那么关切的事情啊。
I don't think this is something that God really took care about.
那我们在我们以前的教会哈，学生很多去加州 UCLA 啊，或是 USC 或是 Stanford.
And our church, there's a lot of students go to UCLA or USC.
那 UCLA 跟 USC 的这个橄榄球队常常在那边
So USC and UCLA, their team always fighting each other during the Thanksgiving time.
所以去 UCLA 就 UCLA 加油加油加油。
And the people cheer for the UCLA.USC
就 USC
加油加油。
那都是基督徒哈。
They're all Christians.
结果总有一队要赢，对不对？
And there's always one team will win.
不过很好，就是在美国他们有个运动精神哈。
And but they have a good athletic spirit.
他们就说 it's a 叫做 sportsmanship.
A sportsmanship.
就说你们你要输得起。
And you even you lose, you can carry it.
你赢的话要赢得大方。
And so even you win, you.
好，最后 it's just a game.
It's just a game in the end.
好，就不要那么计较输赢。
And don't be so worried about who's winning and who's losing.
好，所以即使在球赛的时候呢，各为各的队加油，到后来呢还是好朋友。
And we can all cheer our own team, but then we're still friends afterwards.
好，在这边好，让我们看到，当我们遇见神的时候，我们要知道，人天生有他主观的想法。
And so when we see God, very often we know man is subjected by nature.
但面对上帝的时候怎么样？我们要跳出自己属世。世界来的自我的框架。
But when we meet God, we need to get out of our own box when meeting God.
就像约书亚问说：“你是帮我还是帮他？”
And it's just like Joshua asked, "Are you for them or for us?"
上帝说：“不是，我是做耶和华军的元帅，我们有我们的计划。”
And God will say, "I have my own plan."
所以上帝有他自己长远的计划。
God has his own long-term plan and the goal.
那神这个时候带以色列人进迦南，他是有更长远的计划，不单单是现在把那些淫乱的家人赶出去而已。
And God has his long-term plans, not only get the adulterous Canaanite out, drive them out.
所以我们要想哈，我们不要想上帝老是站我这边，要想我是不是站在上帝那边。
Don't always think about our God's on our side. We need to think about are we on God's side.
所以在这里让我思想一件事情。
And so let me think about one thing.
就是耶稣常告诉我们要舍己。
And Jesus always told us that to sacrifice ourselves.
这个舍己有时候看来相当的难哈。
And we think it's very difficult to do.
这条路你觉得好窄好窄。
And so this road is so narrow.
但是事实上，你要真的去认识上帝的话呢，舍己是一条必走的道路。
And but if you were truly want to know God, and is sacrifice yourself is the road you have to take.
因为这条路是一个更宽广的路，在舍己的操练当中，我们更能明白上帝永恒超越的旨意。
And because this even though looks narrow, but actually it's a wide road, and this is something is part of the discipline process.
好，那么这边呢，我们看到一个上帝启示的重要性。
And so very important God revealed to us.
这边我们看到有三个军队。
And there are three armies.
假如这个耶和华军的元帅不出现的话呢，约书亚还不知道上帝有他的军队。
And if this person did not appear to Joshua, Joshua would not know God has a special plan.
好，刚刚我问说有些人哪些人相信上帝有军队，哪些人不相信啊？有些人不相信上帝有军队。
And so I asked people, "What do you believe that God has an army or not?" And some people did not believe God has an army.
好，我这边给你一个例子，就是撒母耳记下第五。
And so I'll give a good example. This is 2 Samuel chapter 5.
那时候大卫也在迦南，他跟非利士人常常作战。
And so at the time, David was fighting with the Philistine.
那上帝有一次，大卫有一次就问神说哈，我要不要去跟他们打仗？
And so one time David asked the God, "Should I go to fight with the Philistine?"
神就跟他说，你不要一直的上去，要转到他们后头，从桑林对面攻打他们。
And do not straight up, just circle around behind them, attack them in front of the balsam trees.
好，二十四节你听哈。
And so verse 24.
你听见桑树梢上有脚步的声音。
As soon as you hear the sound of marching in the top of the balsam trees,
就要急速前去
and moving quickly.
因为那时耶和华已经在你前头去攻打非利士人的军队。
But that would mean the Lord has gone out in front of you to strike the Philistine army.
你在桑树梢头听见摇脚步的声音，就是上的军队站在你前面先去打了。
So you hear the sound of marching, sound.
好。那圣经还有其他的例子，好，我只举这个例子。
And I'll only give you one example. There's so many examples in the Bible.
像耶稣在克西玛利祷告的时候。
And Jesus praying the Gethsemane.
Gethsemane.
Yeah.
他说：“你们岂不知道我在天上，我可以叫十二营的天使来帮助我。
”I can call out the 12 or
twelve legions of
legions of army to help me.
但他没有这么做。
But he did not ask.
好。所以神是有他的军队在那边。
God has his army for him.
所以神的启示是相当重要的。
God's revelation is extremely important.
为什么呢？他给我们属灵的看见。
He so give a spiritual insight.
把这个属灵的实际带到我们现实的生活来。
And bring the practical to our daily life.
他也给我们信心。
And give us faith.
他给我们前进的勇气。
And give the courage to move forward.
所以在世间的权力之外呢，你看到有另外一个权力在运作。
And beside the world, that you also see there's supernatural power to helping us.
好，撒基亚说，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是靠我的灵方能成事。
And he's talking about not by might or not by power, by the spirit of the Lord.
我想跟大家讲稍微解讲讲一下以色列的简短的历史。
And let's talk about Israel's brief history.
我们晓得以色列呢，在埃及当奴隶的时候是纪元前的1800到1400年左右。
And Israel, they were slaves in Egypt between 1800 to 1400 BC.
那时候他们还不是一个国家，就是散居的一些以色列犹太人。
And they were not a
希伯来人。
They were not a country. They were just people scattered in Egypt.
好，然后神借了摩西把他们带出来。
And through Moses, led them out of Egypt.
后来扫罗做王了，他们要一个王，因为四边的国家都有王，他们也要王。
So they, Israel people, they want to have a king. So Saul became their first king.
那他最伟大的王就是大卫，大概在纪元前一千年左右，大卫就把以色列国整个的制度建立起来。
And so, but the greatest king is King David.Built up the kingdom around 1000 BC.
但是很可惜的，传到他儿子所罗门的时候呢，这个国家就分裂了。
And so after the Solomon, then the kingdom became to divide to two.
所以北以色列国在纪元前722年就被亚述灭亡。
So northern Israel conquered by Assyria around 722 BC.
然后南国犹大在纪元前586年就被巴比伦灭亡。
And South Judah conquered by Babylonia around 586 BC.
所以这个时候以色列就没有国家了，他的地方就被外族来占领，外族来统治。
So the Israel was no more country than they were being ruled by other countries.
直到纪元后，以色列复国，在5月14号1948年，以色列又成为一个国家。
But then Israel is restored as a nation in May 14, 1948.
这个国家对他们说重不重要？
Do you think this country is so important to them?
而且很多人说这就应验了圣经的预言，哈，这个尸骨，这个骨头，满骨的这个骨头啊，复活出来。
And fulfill the promises of the Bible. Talk about those bones being restored.
以色列复国是历史上的一件大事。
And Israel restored is a big thing in the history.
但是我们大家要想一件事情。
I want you to think about one thing.
从亚伯拉罕开始。
And from the Abraham.
所有有信心的人。
All those people who have died in their faith.
他们最想望的是什么？
What were they looking for?
我们看圣经希伯来书对这些信心英雄的描述。
And talk about description of those great men in faith.
好，在希伯来11章13节说，这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的。
And those who die in faith, not having received the promises,
却从远处望见。
But having seen them afar off,
且欢喜迎接。
And persecute of them and embrace them.
假如你只读这一节话，你说，哎呀，你会想说，哎，他们看见的，他们想的就是以色列有一个国家。
And so maybe the people who have faith that, yeah, Israel is going to have a country.
但这不是圣经所讲的。
But that's not what the Bible says.
这一节话后面说，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。
And they confess they were strangers, pilgrims on earth.
在世上是客旅，是短暂的，是寄居的。
And there were strangers and pilgrims on earth.
他们从远处看见他们所想望的到底是什么呢？
And from far away, what are they looking for?
是以色列国永远存在吗？
And is Israel forever exist?
不是的。
No.
这些有信心的人，他们盼望的是超越世上的。
And they are transcendent of the what is offered on the world.
在十六节他说，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
But they desire a better country that is in heaven.
你知道我们中国五千年的历史哈
？A Chinese have 5,000 histories.
不晓得经过了多少朝代。
And went through so many dynasty.
就像苏东坡的这个叫做《念奴桥》哈，这个赤壁怀古说的。
So 苏东坡 ，I'm going to get lost here.
大江东去，浪淘尽，千古风流人物。
You want to translate?
Okay, the big river flows and the waves washed away all the heroes of the generations. 啊，人在世上的时间真的是短暂的。不管你那是叱咤一时、三国鼎立的时候，你看这个周瑜说：“好，既生亮，何生瑜啊？”
And so the in the human history is so short-lived. Even though you are maybe a great person at the time, and sometimes you even compare yourself with another great person.
都过去，都过去。
But you will all pass.
这就是圣经说的哈，在地上是客旅，是寄居的。
And so that is talk about because we're all stranger, we're pilgrim on earth.
我们想望的到底是什么
？What are we looking forward?
这边说我们要羡慕一个更美的家乡是在天上的。
We want to have a desire a better a country that is in heaven.
所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
So therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God.For the has prepared for them a city.
那教会存在的目的哈，就是要把这个天上的属灵的实际啊带到世界来，让大家预备进这一座永远的美好的城。
So the purpose of church is to bring whatever's in heaven to earth, so we prepare ourselves.
好，所以我们怎么样呢？我们要从眼前的预备将来的。
We need to prepare for the future from the present.
要从短暂的进入长远的。
And we need to move from the temporary into a permanent.
要从地上的进入天上的。
And we need to enter the heavenly from the earthly.
因为圣经说的非常清楚，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵循神旨意的是永远长存。
And in the Bible, it's how the world and its desire pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever.
这世界和世上的情欲都要过去。
The heaven and earth will pass away.
唯有遵循神旨意的是永远长存。
But my word will never pass away.
马太福音，天地要废去，我的话却不能废去。
And the heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
所以当我们与神相遇的时候
，So when we're facing God.
你知道这个神是一个永恒的神啊
He's an eternal God.
所以我们不能以现世的眼光来估量这位神。
We cannot just look in, from our side to look this, the God who's eternal.
这位永恒的神要把我们提升到一个超越的永恒的层次。
This is an eternal God that's going to raise us to a next level.
好，那第三个好，我们与神相遇的时候呢，敬拜。与神相遇就提升了我们敬拜的层次。
So when we're meeting God, raise our level of worship.
约书亚说：“好，伏伏在地下拜，说你有什么话吩咐我
？”And so Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
那约书亚这时候不是观望吗？我们刚刚说他要想到攻击耶利哥的策略，哈。
I remember that Joshua was looking at the city, think about strategy how to attack, conquer the city.
没有想到这个元帅叫他做的第一件事情是你跪下来敬拜我。
And so the first thing the commander said to him is, "Worship me."
结果你后来读到约书亚第六章的他的策略是什么？
Do you remember what his strategy of Joshua later?
不是冲啊杀呀
Not is just attack and to fight.
你们带着祭司吹角去敬拜去唱歌
And so to bring your priests to sing and to sing and praise.
这是上帝的策略不是人的策略
That was God's strategy not man's strategy.
但是因为这个敬拜因为遇见神了约书亚敢这么做他有这样的信心你说是去赞美我就去赞美
So when he had the faith, so he said, "Yeah, if you want me to praise, I will praise."
好，所以当我们与神相遇的时候呢，这个是一个圣洁的一个场所。
And so when we meeting God, this is a holy place.
上帝的吩咐跟摩西的吩咐，对约书亚的吩咐跟摩西的吩咐是一样，说你把鞋脱下来，这个地方是圣的。
And the same command is given to Moses, also given to Joshua. This place is holy. Take off your shoes.
在这里，我想提醒大家一句话。
I want to remind you.
当我们进入所谓的敬拜的场所这个圣所的时候
When we come to a place is holy
这个地方上帝就分别为圣
And this, God has separated this place is holy
因为我们敬拜的上帝他与我们同在
Because of the God we're meeting is holy
所以你不要小看来到教会来做礼拜
And don't look down just come to church worship
你知道约书亚跪的地上就是当时的那块沙漠地
And so remember when Joshua fell on the ground, it was a desert.
摩西当初跪的地，也就是在地上的那块泥巴。
And so when the Moses were kneeled down, it was just a mud.
但是为什么上帝说你所在的地是圣的
？And but why God said that where you're at is holy?
因为上帝的敬拜，他就把你圈在他那个圣洁，把你分别为圣出来。
And but because God circle us and whatever we are worship Him become a holy area.
好，所以我们进到这个圣所哈，是特别的一个，神给我们一个特别的权利哈。
And this is a special权利
privilege
that we have from God.
然后我们来敬拜的时候怎么样？要把自己预备好。
And so when we come, we need to prepare ourselves.
好，那因为是一位圣洁的神。
Because He is a holy God.
所以我们有幸能够来敬拜这位圣洁的神。
And so we need to come to worship Him our holy God.
他也把我们对他的敬拜分别为圣出来。
And he separate us from the earthly and secular.
所以耶稣在新约说，时候要到，如今就是的，真正拜佛要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
So the time is coming and has now come when the true worship will worship the Father in spirit and truth.
因为父要这样的人拜他。
And so the Father wants those people to worship him.
为什么要把鞋子脱掉呢？
Why do we need to take the sandal or the shoes?
为什么要把鞋子脱掉？
Why?
就是在敬拜的时候呢，我们进入了一个灵性的领域。
And so it symbolizes that taking off shoes, the separation with the world.
我想我们的鞋哈，是我们现在唯一与地面接触的一个东西，对不对
？And you think about shoes is the only thing that actually contact the ground.
好，所以我们要把我们跟这个世俗的一些方法呢，把它给分隔开来。
It symbolizes separation from the world.
当我们把鞋脱掉的时候呢，我们就光脚了。
And so when we take off our shoes, we're bare feet.
当我们光脚的时候怎么样？好像就好像有点敞开的意思哈。
And so we're bare feet. What does that mean? So we must open ourselves.
我们是怎么样就怎么样来到神的面前。
Whatever we are, we come before the Lord.
所以上帝把我们跟他的敬拜当作是一个非常神圣的接触。
So this act of worship takes place on earth. God sanctify the spirit of worship.
当神的话。你听明白听懂的时候呢，你的信心会增强。
And so when you understand God's words, your faith will become stronger.
你会具有更大的勇气而不会害怕。
And you have more courage, will not be afraid.
而且你从神的话语，从讲道当中，你发觉你人生对你人生的意义会更清楚。
And then through God's teaching, that you understand the meaning of your life better.
这边另外我们学到一个，就是要先敬拜后去服侍。
And then we learn one thing is to worship first and then serve later.
那在敬拜当中呢，给我们信心，让我们有这个勇气，有这个信心，按照神的吩咐，按照神的话去做。
And through the worship, that helps believe and act according to His word.
那敬拜就把神的同在带到我们的实际生活当中。
So worship brings God's presence into our daily life.
所以我们提到三点哈。
So we mentioned three areas.
第一，上帝会显现在关键的时刻。
God appears in critical time.
而且是根据我们当时的需要。
And according to our needs at the time.
但是你要知道，你不要开玩笑的说，上帝啊，请你跟我显现给我看。
And do not joke with God, just please show up.
上帝显现的时候，他对你会有吩咐的。
And then God appears to us, usually there's a special purpose.
第二哈，上帝的想法不同于人的想法。
And God does not see as man sees.
在我们面对神的时候呢，我们要超越我们自己那个束缚自己的框架的想法。
And then we need to get out of our own box.
好，学习认识这位永生的神。
To learn about this eternal God.
第三，在敬拜当中呢，我们的勇气、我们的信心都被提升。
So meeting God raises our level of worship.
好，所以我们来总结一下哈。
So let's have a conclusion.
我们要祷告、亲近主、寻求他的面，他会与我们同在。
So we need to have through prayer, seeing God's face, and God's presence will be with us.
而且我们要思考上帝长远、永恒的计划。
And we need to consider God's long-term eternal plan.
来配合去过地上的生活。
And to live accordingly.
而我们的属灵操练，常常读经、祷告、听讲道、聚会，能够帮助我们与上帝有这样的连结。
So our spiritual discipline will help us make a connection with God's eternal plan.
我们要顺从神的心意，站在上帝那边，而不求自己的选择和自己的道路。
When you surrender to God, stand on His side, do not seek our own choice and prosperity.
而在敬拜中，我们看见大能荣耀的上帝，信心被提升，不畏惧艰难，可以往前走。
And in worship, we see the powerful and glorious God, our face lifted.And our courage raised.
当我们以这样的理解和心态来生活、来灵修、来完成使命、来预备永生的时候，我们的灵命一定会不一样。
With above understanding mindset to live, to do our devotions, to accomplish our mission, to prepare for eternity, our spiritual life would definitely be different.
好，我们来一起祷告。
And let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你约书亚的这个经历，让我们看见你的同在。
And dear Lord, we want to thank you for Joshua's experience, and we see you are with us.
求主帮助我们在亲近的时刻能够越多的认识你自己。
And help us when we get close to you to understand you more.
也知道面对超越的神的时候。
And then when we through those disciplines,
我们一定会被提升到另外一个不一样的境界。
We'll raise up to a different level.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.